debacle, failure, totally botched. That's what we've been hearing about Google Glass, the wearable computer that looked a bit like something Geordi from Star Trek might own. Its ability to take pictures and video from a pair of spectacles inspired serious privacy concerns, and users were not happy with the design and function of the product. Despite all that, Google assures us the Glass project is not dead, it's just on hold for redesign, and one of the technologies involved is already spawning a new generation of gadgets and apps. As part of our series Bit by Bit, How Data is Shaping Our Health, Todd Bookman looks at two health-related uses for computer vision.
In the future, it looks like we spend more time in the produce section.
Cherry tomatoes, we've got apples, we've got baby carrots, and I can show you how all of this stuff works.
Anthony Ortiz is readying fruits and vegetables for a weigh-in. The 38-year-old puts them on a prototype of his new machine, the Smart Plate, a 10-inch white and purple disc divided into three areas like a TV dinner tray. In the middle, a small bump, which houses its cameras.
So this camera here, it uses object recognition to identify the food. So it takes a picture very quickly once you set your food on the plate. And within, a second or so, you've got the results.
Using image recognition software, SmartPlate scans the internet looking for matches. So it figures out that the round green thing with a shiny texture is a Granny Smith apple. The SmartPlate also has an internal scale, allowing it to determine portion size. And then instantly, those two factors, the food and its weight, they get compared against the FDA's online database of nutritional content. Ortiz holds up his phone.
Okay, so we've got a 7-ounce apple it's got 102 calories, 27 grams of carbs, and 2 grams of sodium.
That information then gets automatically updated into the SmartPlate app.
No more manual data entry, no more food journaling with a pen or paper.
Just an online log of whatever you eat, accessible through a smartphone. Ortiz's basic idea is that to eat healthier and lose weight, if that's your goal, we need a more accurate measure of what we take in. Even the well-meaning among us, we consistently underreport our calorie intake. SmartPlate is supposed to be a non-judgmental check on that.
This SmartPlate is not the food police, and we're not tied to the food police, so it's not going to yell at you when you're eating too fast or eating the wrong things. It's just going to give you insight that could possibly help you if you want the help.
This isn't his first healthy eating aim startup, but there are some obvious challenges with Ortiz's new endeavor. First, you've got to use the plate for every meal, which isn't likely to happen if you eat out. And another problem is, no two lasagnas are created equal. The FDA's database gives the average nutritional content, so if you use whole milk mozzarella one day, but skim milk the next, the Smart Plate won't know the difference. The app does have manual entry options, and also allows you to scan the barcode on packaged foods. But whether it will actually change the way someone eats?
Well, just because it comes out doesn't mean it works.
This is Michael Lowe. He researches eating and weight regulation at Drexel and says lots of evidence backs up the importance of food journaling as part of a weight loss program. And getting a better handle on proper portion sizes would be helpful. But he questions how well SmartPlate solves the problem of underreporting.
The same psychological influences that can defeat food journaling, of course, can also defeat this.
People can just not put their whole meal or every meal on the scale. Lowe says he'd like to see SmartPlate run through a clinical trial. The device, which will sell for $199, should be available by next year. No, you cannot put it in the microwave or dishwasher. Okay, so that's one use of computer vision, to see food and catalog it. Four freshmen at UPenn are going in a different direction with the technology. Their app could eventually help visually impaired people.
If you lack vision, why not supplement it with automated vision?
This is Ben Sandler, one of the engineers behind Third Eye Glass, an app that runs on Google Glass, the search giant's wearable computer, which first came out in 2013, but was pulled from shelves while the company reworks its design. Sandler shows off the concept.
So let's say I had a bottle. I could feel that it was a bottle, but I didn't know if it was like a soda or water or something like that. So I just say, okay, Glass, recognize this.
The voice command prompts Google Glass to take a picture, which then gets run through the image recognition algorithm.
And now it's saying processing to me to let me know that it's trying to figure out what's in the image.
Ben hears this through a tiny speaker located near his ear. Within a few seconds, it correctly names the Poland Spring bottle. Third Eye can tell the difference between a $1 bill and a $5, between Tylenol and Aleve, the type of day-to-day challenges a visually impaired person may face. There are already smartphone apps that do similar searches. But Third Eye's 18-year-old CEO, Rajat Bagheria, says...
I think it's really crappy because literally, like, you have to get out your phone, you have to hold it in front of your face, you have to press four or five buttons to get to the actual app, and then maybe after, like, 5 or 6 seconds of fumbling around, you get to an answer. That's kind of what we're trying to fix by putting it right on your face.
The startup is partnering with the National Federation of the Blind to improve the app's functionality. It isn't clear when the next generation of Google Glass will be released, but Third Eye works on other smart glass brands too. Ben Sandler expects a wave of apps and gadgets based on image recognition.
I think for a really long time, computer vision was prohibitively expensive, but the algorithms have gotten better. The actual computer architecture used to process this kind of stuff, the scale you have has gotten better to the point where it's now cheap and accessible to more developers.
Just where those developers take this new breed of technology isn't clear yet. But in these early days of the computer vision era, where soft focus lighting has it looking so good, there's seemingly endless opportunity for improved well-being, for tools that can change the way we interact with and see our world. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.